Now, Paul here gives a threefold reason for this, of the capability of the believer. Notice it, verse 2, he says, "Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world, and that the world shall be judged by you? Or are ye unworthy to judge in the smallest matters?" Now, you are a believer. Well, you're going to have part with the Lord Jesus in ruling this earth someday. This is not the great white throne we're talking about, by the way. The lost go there before Christ and rushing toward it today. But we need to understand that it is in the adjudication of the affairs of this world down through eternity, I think. And Paul said to a young preacher, Timothy, he said to him, "If we suffer, we shall also reign with him." And I think that's what it means. We pass judgment on affairs in this world. Now, Paul moves on here in verse 3, and he's got a series of "know ye not." I've mentioned that before. When Paul says, "know ye not," to the brethren, you can put it down, "the brethren do not know." It's just his nice, polite way of saying they're ignorant, and they are. "Know ye not," he says, "that we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life." Now, Paul breaks through here into another area which opens a great vista of truth. And if you'll not let anybody know what I'm going to say right now, and I hope you won't talk it out, because just between me and you, and that is this, I must confess to you, I do not understand what that means. I cannot comprehend it. All I know is man was made a little lower than the angel. And through redemption, man is to be lifted into a place of fellowship with God above the angels. And God permitted man to fall, and he never would have permitted it if it wouldn't work out for good. And it will bring man into a higher position. Because you see, that old bromide's not true that says the bird with the broken wing never flies so high again. He flies higher. We're going to be above angels, and we're going to judge them. I have charge of it. I don't understand that. And please, let's not let that out, because there are some people think I understand that. Now, we are told another reason here, and I'm going to have to drop down to verse 9 to pick that up, because it's another one of these, "know ye not." Three times here, Paul says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." Will you listen to me now very carefully? This is important. No secular judge or jury are equipped to make spiritual decisions. They do not comprehend spiritual principles. And that's the reason so many of these court cases that pertain to churches and Christians just go haywire the minute it hits the legal mills today. Why? Because there's a secular judge sitting up there. He has no spiritual comprehension. He knows all about those law books, but he knows nothing about spiritual decisions, and he has no spiritual discernment. And today, I'll be very candid with you. It'd be with fear and trembling that I would go into court and have a secular judge handle me or my property, because I don't think that the secular judge is capable of doing it. And I don't think a jury, a secular jury today. I looked at the jury that was shown on television of a trial here in Southern California. I said to my wife, I thank God my life is not in the hands of that 12 that I see there. And some of them had made statements the trial was over. And I give you my word, friends, some of the things these folks said reveal that, well, they just weren't capable of doing that sort of thing. Now, that's what we have here, and there's a reasonable basis for it. And believers, though, don't seem to trust other believers today like they should. Now, let me move on down and come back, because I jumped down. I'll go back to verse 5. He says, "I speak to your shame." Is it so that there's not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. Now, may I also add this hurriedly? There are some of the saints I do not want to appear before either. I'm delighted that I'm not going to have to stand before some of the saints I know today. Their little jingle, it goes something like this, to dwell above with saints in love. Oh, that will be glory. But to stay below with the saints I know, that's another story. I don't want some of them I know judging me, friends. Well, some of them do. I can't help that. And I think they've missed it. Now, I wouldn't want to appear before all the saints. But Paul is saying here, I say it to your shame. Isn't there a wise man among you? When you go to a secular court, you're saying, why, none of the saints are capable. Well, I think there are. I know some dear brethren in the Lord. I'd be willing to risk my life in their hands. I'm confident that would be a just decision.